coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
From Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This, Ryan Seacrest would say that. This is Armed American Radio. And we are filling your prescription for freedom all across the globe. Get this, we're up to 23 countries that we know of right now that are tuning in live. And we have troops in Iraq and Afghanistan listening right now. Heroes. And they're loving it. And that's cool. That's cool. So you folks that have been sending stuff to them and have been visiting armedamericanradio.com or .org, whichever, take your pick. And head over to the America's Heroes page. We appreciate it very much. They do, too. Believe me, the 17th Cav, they're loving it. Samuel Rouse's unit. You guys all know Samuel Rouse, his father, big fans of the show. And as we get more information on where they're going and all that good stuff. Oh, and you know what? Sean, welcome back first. How about it?
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Doing good. I got some information from Ed.
Yes.
His son Daniel is now doing some training. And, you know, we don't know where they're going, but when you look at the fact that they're training for mountainous work, you can put two and two together and make five out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're heroes, folks. Support them for sure. We do at Armed American Radio. You should, too. Our phones are blowing up again, aren't they, Sean?
Yes, we have Larry on the
okay.
line.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get to Larry in just a second. Larry, we see you blinking, bro. Hang in there. You're from California. We love getting calls from the left coast. And we're let's just go right into it. Hey, you want to participate and join Larry? Give us a call, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or mark at armedamericanradio.org, mark at armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARmark. Any of those three will get you read or get you on the air at Armed American Radio, and we appreciate the participation. I am joined. Ooh, this is the round table, Sean.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. You can go grab that other line. I see it blinking.
Okay.
Phones are blowing up. I love it. This is the roundtable, folks, where we have George Hill, the Mad Ogre, calling in. We love it. We'll be with him in just a second. And live in the studio with me right now, Masad Ayoub. Welcome back.
Hey, gang. Good to be back.
And Gail Pepin, championship shooter. I love it. Or is it champion shooter? Which one?
Both? I don't know.
Could use either one,
either
right?
Either one, I think.
Mass, there's a question I've always wanted to know. It has nothing to do with guns. But it has to do with law enforcement, and kind of a silly question. But I know someone's driving down the road right now, and when I ask this, they're going to go, whoa, yeah, I never thought about that. Does the speed limit start when you can see the sign or when you get to the sign?
When the sign would become visible to the average motorist driving such a vehicle.
That's a beautiful thing. I knew I should have fought that ticket on Fletcher and between Fletcher and Barris Avenue on 275 in Tampa. I knew it. Because I told the cop, I said, the sign says 70. I could see the sign over the bridge. I said, he said he got me for 72. This is years ago. And I said, since when is 2 miles an hour? I said, come on, 2 miles an hour over the limit? He said, it's 55. I said, I'm looking at the sign. It's 70. He said, the one behind you. See, there was a sign between where I got on, and I wasn't looking, as I did every day. I was paying attention to moving three lanes over, and I never saw that 55 sign.
Well, since everyone expects cops to have a blue wall of silence and protect one another, I'll blame the highway engineers.
That's a great. There you go. All right, let's bring in George Hill, the Mad Ogre. George, welcome to the roundtable, my friend.
Oh, it's a pleasure and a privilege as always. We've got just a great show. This has been tonight. I've been listening, watching that stream going on. So I can see Sean doing his thing, running the boards. And Moss is always a pleasure to listen to. Gail, it's awesome to hear her, too. And this was just a fantastic show.
Did you hear us cracking up about the beer mug?
I did, and it's just unbelievable. You know, it makes me wonder, how come we didn't take this back further when we could have had the opportunity to ban, like, rolling pins, because I know, you know, my grandmother went after Grandpa with the rolling pin back in the day. You know, we could have banned that.
Oh, fry pans.
Fry pans?
Fry pans, too.
George, we could have, I wonder if cavemen, or I wonder if there was a faction of cavemen that wanted to ban clubs.
There may have been. There may have been those no rock zones, you know, in the caves.
No
rock. Sorry, you can't come.
The no what?
Cave.
A no rock zone in the cave?
Exactly.
Oh. Were there Indians that wanted to ban arrows?
You know,
I mean, these are legitimate questions.
You know, they were just kind of neutral on that.
Well, listen, there was, you hear this all the time, there was gun control in the Old West, right, Massad?
There was some argue that that particular ordinance in Tombstone, Arizona, led to the shooting in October 1881 near the OK Corral.
Now, I am a huge fan of Tombstone. I get out there every February. Every February. Now, you were just out in Sierra Vista.
Yes.
Not too long ago.
Yes.
And you had mentioned to me that you weren't going to have enough time to stop in Tombstone. But I've been there many times. Big fan of that and a big history buff. You know, we've had Ike Clanton, Terry Ike Clanton on the show a number of times. And I like to have him on after I've been there because I kind of, you know, I refurbish my history lesson out there, and fascinating it is. But you have to ask this question. You know, there was no guns allowed in town. As Virgil Earp said in the movie Tombstone, nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's saying you can't carry a gun. We're just saying you can't carry a gun in town. Well, that meant ride in. What did they do? Have a box they put it in on the trail? No, of course not. They rode them into town. They checked them in at the bar or the saloon or the hotel, wherever it was that they were at. So, of course, there were guns in Tombstone. I can show you the spots people were shot with them. So
well,
it didn't work then either, did it, George?
This shows one very clear thing. A, either the gunfight at the corral was fictitious, completely fictitious, never happened, or gun control does not work. Now, we've seen from the banning of guns in Great Britain does not work. We see in Chicago banning guns. What do we have in Chicago, the most violent city? Guns do not work. And you guys just mentioned...
No, guns work. Gun control doesn't work.
Yeah, firearms work quite well, but the criminal control is what they need to be working on. But, you know, we all know it's not about the guns. It's about the control.
We do know that. Let's talk to Larry from California. He wants to comment, I think, about gangs taking over. I'm sure he's alluding to Chicago. Larry, welcome to Armed American Radio from California, the left coast. Man, I love it out there. Where are you listening?
Yeah, it's on the far left side.
Yeah.
But the problem we have is that the San Joaquin Valley with Kern County and Tulare County are the two counties of the state of California that have the highest concealed weapons permit registration. So the sheriffs understand that when you have very large areas where you can't respond, that it's appropriate that the citizens be armed. But I got to tell you, I know you're in Modesto, but I'm sure trying to get you on KTIP Radio AM 1450 because they're the talk station for Tulare County, and they need to hear your message. But the question I have is, we've had two shootings in the last week, one in an urban environment and one in a more rural environment. Both appear to be gang-related, and there appears to be gangs from the Southern California area seem to come up into our rural area and decide to settle their turf issues, and it's getting violent. Now, what are the rules of engagement for the community? You talk about the urban environment, number one. The rules of engagement if you're in a community and somebody fires on your home, or you're in a rural environment where you're quite a long distance away from anybody and the same thing happens. But what kind of action should the armed citizen take when confronted by deadly force?
Turn my mic on. I was listening. Loved it. Sorry, Sean. You saw it was off. Should have fixed it. That's a great question, Larry. Massad, I'm turning it right over to you.
Sure. The rules of engagement are pretty much universal. For you to return fire, you have to be in a situation of immediate, otherwise unavoidable danger of death or great bodily harm to yourself and to others that you have the right to protect. Now, where the difference will come, the urban versus the rural environment, we've also got to take into consideration if we're shooting at a moving vehicle, assuming are we talking about a drive-by shooting in this hypothesis?
That's correct.
Okay, if we are, there's a real good chance that the driver is going to be incapacitated. If he is killed instantly, then very shortly that vehicle will go off the road or otherwise come to a stop. But if we have incapacitated that man while he's behind the wheel in an inner city environment that's choked with pedestrians and little kids. We've just sent a 3,000, 4,000 pound vehicle out of control that endangers those kids. And that competing harm mitigates against shooting under those circumstances.
Larry, did that that help answer your question?
That helps. I had a former...
Wait, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on to that thought, brother.
Can do.
That Ted Nugent cat scratch fever means we're getting ready to take a break. You stick around, and we'll catch the rest of that answer when we get back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Isn't that beautiful, folks? Armed American Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
I shut my mouth when we came back from that one, Sean. I didn't want to jump in the middle of that. My timing's off on that.
I see very well.
Tell Mossad and Gale, the GSSF match they shot, went 502 entries this weekend. Good to see them again.
Wow.
Scott
Gilbertson,
502 entries.
Right. The Glock Shooting Sports Foundation ran a great match up in Dawsonville. The Riverbend Gun Club did a super job hosting them. It's one of the best of these that I've been to, and we're looking forward to coming back. Great job, everybody. Thanks.
And that's pretty up there, too.
Sure is. Anybody interested in trying one, they'll probably find a match within striking distance of wherever they live. Go to GSSFonline.com. You can download the rule book, find out where they're being held, and it's really lots of fun.
See, that's coming from Assad, and you invited me up there to that one, and I was unfortunately driving back and was unable to make that in order to get here on time. But we are going to do that and have some fun.
It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. I love that. It definitely is the right thing to do. George the Mad Ogre Hill, welcome back.
And I was just sitting here thinking, I've got two Glocks that have not been put to the test in any GSSF match. I should probably do that myself. I'm going to take Mouse's advice, and as soon as the show's over, I'm going to go to that site, and I'm going to check it out.
Hey, George, you know, we're talking to America from the safest radio studio in the nation right now. I can assure you that.
That's true.
Absolutely.
You can believe me when I tell you that, folks. I hate to use a politician's term. Trust me, but I mean it.
And I'm guessing that your studio is far from the roaring streets of Chicago.
No. Well, I don't know. Who knows how many guns are illegally in studios in Chicago? I don't know. I know that they're here legally.
And so, let me guess.
There's about four or five people here, and they're all packing heat. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So Mark's packing a Glock 22, correct?
Oh, you are good. And that's not my only gun. I've got a whole host of them, so that was a pretty good selection.
That was just a safe bet. Let's see. Moss is probably packing a 45 1911 of some sort.
Oh.
There are days when that happens, but it's kind of frowned on at the Glock shoots.
See, because I would be packing that signature gun that was made for you. I would be packing that everywhere. I'd be like Flavor Flav from Public Enemy, wearing it around my neck.
I'd be like, actually, today, George, I'm carrying a Glock 31, with a New York trigger.
Right on.
And a Smith 340 M&P loaded with 38 plus P gold dot for backup.
And see, we have to, you know, would remind everybody that he was at a Glock match today.
Nice. And so was Gail, and Gail shot.
Yeah, and I left a Glock match, and I hate to admit this, even though I'm in Georgia, put on my Springfield XDM.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
And as an accessory, I have a little Ruger LCP.
As an accessory. Oh, nice. Folks, are you listening to this? I love it. And then
we
have two guests from Georgia Carey, George, two guests from Georgia Carey, Danny and Dan. And, well, I guess.
Nice. What are they packing?
What are you packing here? Let's swing that mic over there.
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm packing an FN57.
Ooh,
a little high tech.
With elite ammunition on it, Protector, if you're familiar with that. It runs about 2,000 feet per second.
Oh,
excellent.
Bad gun. Danny, how about you?
Yeah, I had a lady at the store ask me one time if I carried a gun, if I was packing. I told her the only time I pack a gun is when I got my britches on.
Well, there you go.
I usually have one, sometimes two. I've got one with me here, but I got another one pretty close.
What do you got with you now?
I got a little revolver.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Classic.
That's classic. And,
let me guess.
You're in good company.
He's a jeans and a T-shirt and a Ford Mustang kind of guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Camaro kind of guy.
Oh.
There you go.
Camaro.
Nice. All right, folks, we had Larry from California on. He was talking about the rural and urban situation out there on the left coast in California. Larry, welcome back. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Glad to be back with you. I just wanted to apologize for using the term rules of engagement. That's 7 years in the Navy assigned with the Marine Corps in country Vietnam.
Hey, you don't have to apologize.
Appropriate terminology, really.
Right.
The other war, but... My most recent concealed weapons class made a comment that when confronted in the home environment, that if there's a safe way to do things, if you survive the experience, that one should retreat until retreat was no longer possible, and then if your life is threatened, take action. And the question is, what's the stance, what posture should the person take? Should you retreat at all costs, even at the danger of being the second one to shoot and the maybe not getting the shot off? How does
okay,
that work?
That, Larry, I'll tell you what, that's a great question, and thanks for the call. I'm going to turn that over to Mossad and let him ask that. You can
yeah,
listen
that,
up.
That is
out.
A great question, Larry, because a lot of people misunderstand it. By and large, deadly force law in America has matured very well, and it's very homogenous. One of the areas where you do see a dichotomy is the retreat issue. In a state like New York, for example, you're expected to retreat before using deadly force. Florida, that was the case until recently, and the passage of the so-called Stand Your Ground law allowed the individual to, you know, as the term implies, stand their ground, and they were no longer required to retreat. What you've got in all 50 states, whether it's a so-called retreat state or not, you've got to read the fine print. And the statute will always say that retreat is only demanded if it can be accomplished in complete safety to oneself and others that we're responsible for protecting. We don't turn our back on the guy with a knife. No one can expect us to outrun a bullet. No one expects us to throw a baby off the sleigh to the pursuing wolves. Basically, we've got to be able to articulate that a reasonable, prudent person in the exact same situation as we were, knowing what we knew, would have done as we did.
And I believe that probably answered his question. And that is a very common question. Now, next week, I'll actually be talking to the authors, the pair of authors, father and son, of the book, The Gun Laws of All 50 States. And they add some, you know, great insight. They take the legislation, of course, but that, you know, that changes so frequently, and it's going to be interesting to see how many updates come out in this, because that question is asked all the time. If we would be able to take a call on that every week,
folks, memorize handgunlaw.us.
Bingo.
It's the most up-to-date website, and Mark was not exaggerating. This stuff literally changes weekly. The attorneys general of the different states change their agreements, sometimes becoming more liberal, sometimes cutting back. Legislation this year is going to be before the state houses in Illinois and Wisconsin. And the way the political climate is changing with the departure of Governor Doyle in Wisconsin, I think this may be a case of the third time is the charm, and
yeah,
Wisconsin
agreed
may finally get concealed carry this year.
I've called it that. I think that's coming.
And also, we are seeing it's going to be introduced in Illinois. I understand the Illinois Sheriff's Association is on board with it.
That is correct. In fact, I read the same thing. Folks, the winds are changing in Illinois, and I never, Mass, thought I would say this in my lifetime as an adult. My advice used to be just move. If you want to carry a concealed gun legally, move. That's not the case today.
Last year, nobody thought they'd ever get it in Illinois, but 5 years ago, nobody ever thought Obama would be president.
Well, you better believe that. You know, things change, and folks in Illinois have a lot to look forward to, because downstate wants it. Peoria, I think, is one of the cities that's trying to push for it. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, the Roundtable. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Wow, the phones are lighting up during the roundtable. George, I'm going to ask you to hang in there with me, okay? Because we've got calls coming in for our in-studio guest here, Masad Ayoub, who is actually in the studio with Gail Pepin, championship shooter. We'll figure that out. And we've got Charlie in Florida. Charlie in Florida. I love Florida. It's my neck of the woods. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys.
You got a question. Fire away, my friend.
Yeah, is Masad there?
He is.
Yes, sir.
Masad, I'm actually in my office looking at my LFI-1 certificate of training, December 9th, 2007. And I got a picture of you up here on the wall with me.
Oh, bless your heart, brother.
Thank you, buddy. I have a question. In regards to preparations for an incident, I use my Bluetooth at work all the time. I'm a carpenter, and what my Bluetooth does is it gives me an opportunity to handle my tools while I'm on the while I'm working. So I have this theory: I keep my Bluetooth by my bed and available with me, so that if I find myself in an instance, and I always carry it in my pocket if I'm not wearing it, so that I'm thinking, theoretically, I'll be able to be in touch with the police and at the same time have two hands available for weapons. Now, is that a good theory or is there a flaw there?
It makes eminent good sense to me, and I do not see a flaw in it there anywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my question. Thanks,
Charlie. Guys. Hey, man, before you go, where are you calling from in Florida?
Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
From Jacksonville Beach. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I was actually down in St. Augustine today, and they have the big fort down there, which is a federal property. So they got a sign out front regarding the federal policies on state parks. So I was thinking, okay, I can go to the fort. But I found out you can have the firearm on the property, but because the fort is a federal building, you can't go into the fort with the firearm.
Yeah, okay.
So they got some restrictions there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you you need to, hey, do me a favor while you, do me a favor before you go. Make sure you pick the phone up tomorrow and call WBOB.
B-O-B.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, I may know the station by number.
Okay, well, check it out, B-O-B, W-B-O-B, and ask that program director to put this on the air in Jack's Beach, would you?
I'll do it.
Appreciate
I'll call
it,
tomorrow.
Man. Thanks, right, Charlie. Thanks. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Bob in Wisconsin, man, all over the country. Bob in Wisconsin, talk to us. You are on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Mark, and our entire Armed American Radio audience.
Well, thank you very much. What's your question, my friend?
My question is, this is for Moss. I'm a semi-driver. I just retired. I pedal throughout greater Chicagoland and Milwaukee. I live in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. And I've always carried a Tomcat in my right pocket and a .642 in my left. What are his thoughts on those as weapons to use in a serious self-defense situation?
I'm so glad you're asking about the guns and not carrying them in Chicago, which, of course, I would have to recommend against. I think the .642 is a great little backup and a great little pocket gun. The .32 is a little on the light side. The other thing, particularly as a professional driver or a long-distance driver, the pocket is not the easiest place to access a firearm when you're seated or seat-belted in. I like the idea of carrying the two. If I was going to be constantly driving and didn't have any circulation problems or arthritis problems in the ankles, definitely another .642 on the ankle would make a whole lot of sense.
Easily accessible from behind that wheel.
Certainly. When I drive, though, I always wear a vest. That way I have access to them in any position.
Okay, so you're talking vest pocket, not pants pocket.
Right.
Okay. That does make sense, absolutely.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah.
You keep listening in Wisconsin.
We do, by all means. Matter of fact, I was talking to a couple radio stations. I was trying to lobby them to get them on, but you guys have to get the work out here, too, and get Tim Smith.
You know what? Well, you're right. Now, Sean's laughing.
That's my buddy right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know. But you just keep listening. You know, you just contact those program directors, okay? You're currently listening to one of the fastest-growing radio broadcasts in America.
Totally.
The fastest growing firearms related radio show in America, as evidenced by the fact that you're in Wisconsin. You know, we were just talking about it during the break that, you know, probably better than half the calls we get are coming from cities where the show is not actually available on a terrestrial station yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we're currently in half the nation and being listened to in all 50 states. And podcasts are amazing things now because people can go and pick up the show if they miss it. And we get emails every day. But I want to thank you for listening very, very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. And, you have a nice evening.
You got it. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Joshua in Oregon. Joshua, comment on the show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I really enjoy listening to the show. I first picked it up a couple months ago. I think I was on Freedom 970 out of Portland, and it's become my regular Sunday evening show. I'm a truck driver, so as I'm heading home for the night, it's usually what I can pick up. So I really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't currently own a firearm, but I've been thinking about getting something for the house. My wife has a kind of small hand, so a shotgun, you know, a full-size shotgun might be a little too big. What's your opinion on the Taurus Judge?
Oh, Gail is shaking her head. And let's go to a female on that. Hold on to the line, Joshua. Don't go anywhere when we give you answer. Gail, go ahead.
You say the shotgun's too small for your wife, but you can get a 20-gauge youth model shotgun that would probably fit most women. You know, they fit 10-year-old boys. They're not hard to operate. You find a semi-auto one. It's easy to operate, easy to wield in the house. I think that would be far superior to the Taurus Judge.
Okay, now, George, do you have a recommendation along the lines of what she just recommended?
Well, I was going to say the exact same thing. Remington makes a youth model compact. That would be absolutely perfect. And Mossberg makes what they call the Bantams, which are a youth model compact in 20-gauge pump action. Very simple, but still very intimidating. If I was a bad guy, I wouldn't care if they were using a kiddie-sized gun, because it's still a shotgun, and it is just tons better than those little Taurus Judges, which are stiff to operate. They're a little bit intimidating to some women because of the size, and it's just not that powerful if she actually has to use it. So.
Okay, Joshua, you've gotten two answers from folks in the know, and I'm going to have to go with the shotgun myself. I'm not a big fan of the Judge. Mass, are you?
It's a good novelty gun for home defense. I'd like something a little more substantial than the 410.
I think that gun to me speaks and screams to me carjack defense weapon. Agree?
Absolutely.
It's going to depend 410? On the situation.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Joshua has left the line. You know, that's two commercial drivers we've had call in. I spent 26 years in the trucking industry on a brokerage end, and I got questions from commercial drivers all day long. State to state to state to state to state. I carry my gun. Am I going to go to jail? What do I need to know? Those are great questions. That's going to be a topic. We're going to do some research for you folks. And Joshua and the other caller that came in, Bob, I think it was in Wisconsin, right? And we're going to talk about that. Was that who it was, Sean, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to do an hour on that. We're going to do an hour on that. That's very important. Folks need to know. George, I love your answer on the shotguns.
Well, you know, I sell these things, and I'm not biased to any one brand except Remington. You know, I'm unabashedly a fan of the Remingtons. But I see this all the time. Husbands come in, boyfriends come in, fiancés come in. And, you know, I live in a small town, so quite often I know who their significant other is. And I know that this person, you know, they're not going to handle a big 1911 45. And when you're a guy shopping, yeah, I'm going to get my wife this, you know, Desert Eagle 50 Magnum. You know, I'm just thinking that's not very wise. She's not going to be digging on it. Bring her into the gun store. Let her look at the guns. Let her make the decision. And you step back and let the woman take charge for a minute at the gun counter. Let her buy the one she wants, because she's going to take more ownership of it. She's going to want to train with it.
Want to hear something cool? You just got a big thumbs up from Massad here in the studio. Great advice. Stick around. We've got three more emails and some gun talk with George. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense.
Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new tuck-and-go inside-the-waistband holsters. The tuck-and-go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco tuck-and-go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Man, I'll tell you what, the phones are lighting up, the emails are lighting up, there's comments coming in on the website. I'm in northern New England, Maine, and would love to have you on the radio up here. There are a lot of armed citizens here up north that would appreciate your program. What do you say? I agree. Masher, got some roots up there.
Yeah, you definitely need more station affiliates up there. The northern New England states are stronger than the people in the heartland realize.
Yeah, that's true. Vermont, Connecticut, you know, it's strange that that area people have this perception that, you know, it's really very gun unfriendly.
Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine are particularly gun friendly.
Right.
Massachusetts, Connecticut, I would say, is fourth on the list in terms of gun friendliness. Massachusetts and finally Rhode Island. Yet all of them, if you know which hoops to jump through in the three southern New England states,
right,
you can get your concealed carry permit. And in the three northern New England states, it's a piece of cake, and it's been a tradition of liberty for as long as any
right.
living American up there can remember.
Yeah, and they're freedom lovers up there. Let's forget the politics behind this stuff. You know, the people. It's the people that matter. You don't hear about the people on the news. You hear about the politics on the news. There are gun owners in Massachusetts, folks. There are gun owners in Connecticut, a lot of them. Thanks for, let's see, where we go here. Try WNAX, Yankton, South Dakota. You need to be in Yankton, South Dakota. You'd really reach a big area here in the Midwest with a very welcome and much-needed program. Thanks. That's from William. Coming in from all over the place. Man, great program. Any more on Phoenix? I keep checking to see if you're on a station in Connecticut. Why aren't you in Vermont? And, you know, so we've got listeners all over the place up there. Hey, folks, we're working on it. It takes time. You can help us by calling your local talk stations, asking for the program director, and very politely asking them to carry the broadcast. It's what they do for a living. They want to carry the show. Help us get the word out up in those areas, okay?
You know, if I was a program director and I got 20 calls in a short period of time to check out a show, I think I would take a look at that show and think about bringing it in.
Sean,
so if
thoughts?
You guys out there
want
the show.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I have someone that's interested in the show in East Texas.
Ah, do you now?
Yep.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, you know what, folks? I have some surprises coming up. Hang in there. Some of the stuff I can't give away yet, but believe me, we'll get there. I can promise you we'll get there. It is one of the fastest growing shows in America. You can do the math, but we will save that for another time. Let's go to Valerie in Georgia. Valerie, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for holding. You got a question, comment? What's cooking?
Well, we have a couple things. First of all, I wanted to let you know I sent you an email and also put a post on your Facebook wall regarding the gunned down comments.
Can I read your email real fast?
Oh, absolutely.
Mark, I don't agree with the listener who considered you a bonehead for using the phrase gunned down for the Tampa officers. Murder refers to a variety of ways a human life can be taken. Gunned down offers the true connotation for what happened to them. And I appreciate that support. Valerie, thanks.
Thanks. And I have to say, as a profession, I am a language arts teacher, so the English language is something that I am very passionate about. But there's another reason we called as well. I have my son Daniel Jr. here and my daughter Christina, and we just wanted to say hello to your guest Daniel, Dan Sr. We are very proud that he was able to be on your show tonight, and we're very proud and supportive of his work with GeorgiaCarry.org, my son in particular, who is his little helper as he goes to the gun shows.
Right, and I've met him over there in Marietta, and I'm glad you called in because, you know, see, now I can let the cat out of the bag and I can tell America that I knew who you were when you called in. But thanks very much for calling, Valerie. Dan, you want to comment real quick?
Yeah, hi, sweetheart. Great to hear you. And it is, in fact, a pleasure to be here on a nationwide audience and really to get the word out on what we're doing and how we're trying to make sure that our liberties are preserved, because if we don't fight for them, somebody else that wants them more than we do will take them from us. And we've seen that repeated over and over again in history.
And we won't let that happen. Thanks very much for calling in, Valerie. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for your time.
You betcha. Thanks for holding there. Okay, George, I got a question for you.
Absolutely.
And we'll toss it over to Mossad, and we'll toss it over to Gail, too. Mark, I was hoping you and George could discuss the Bursa Thunder 9mm versus the CZ Model 75. I'm considering buying one of those 9mm pistols and wondered if George thought one of them stood out as a better gun for concealed carry and home defense, especially from reliability and quality perspectives. I'm also planning to buy a Bursa Thunder 380 this month, which I believe you and George have mentioned in the past is a good little backup gun. I currently have a Glock 27. Love that little 40. That is my primary concealed carry weapon, and a Colt 1911 that I keep handy when I'm at home. Love your show, especially the roundtable segment and any segment with Mossad Ayoub or Ted Nugent. Keep up the good work and keep opening people's eyes. That's from Tony Willard in Amarillo, Texas. Comments?
Well, the Bursa series of guns, they are a good value for bang for the buck if you have a tight budget. However, the CZ family of guns is absolutely the superior firearm. I'd pick the CZ over a Bursa every time, every day. The quality of the steel, the quality control of the production, and just the design of it is, it's a very efficient design, and I absolutely love it. I'm a huge fan of it.
And we've talked about them before. They're great guns. They get high marks, and they're priced right. Mossad, any comments on them?
I would tend to concur. I don't have enough experience with the Bursa 9mm to comment one way or the other. But the 380 seems to have created a whole lot of satisfied customers in that market. The CZ pistols will give you good value, great workmanship. The ergonomics tend to be subjective to the individual. For me, I like something that, you know, has the slide on the outside of the frame instead of the inside, so I've got more to hang on to in an emergency operation with my hands all sweaty. And with the CZ-75, you need a pretty long finger to be able to run it in double action. But that said, the gun tends to fit a whole lot of folks' hands, and it is absolutely an excellent value.
It is. It is a good value. There's no question about it. So I hope that answered your questions. Tony in Amarillo, Texas. You got to love Amarillo, Texas. For the caller from Jacksonville a little while ago, station number BOB, WBOB in Jacksonville Beach, is station number 1530 AM. And he said, great show. And that's from Jim Dykeman.
Now, to answer his question about the 380, Smith
the phenomenon and continues, doesn't it, George?
Yeah. Smith & Wesson sent me a little bodyguard 380 pistol, which is just really neat, and it's going to kick Ruger's trash when this thing hits the market. It's got a built-in laser.
Ooh.
It feels like a mini M&P. It's really cool looking. It actually fits the hand pretty good for such a narrow, tiny little gun. And it shoots very well. Hold on to your dollars until that bodyguard hits the market. It'll be coming out pretty soon, and you're going to want this thing.
Thanks for the advice. Go ahead.
How much is that going to retail for?
I think MSRP is like $450 or so.
All right, that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, folks, you know what? Absolutely. George, I hate to do this. Masad and Gail, I'm having too much fun. We could go on and on and on. But we're going to hear some music in about 30 seconds, which is going to give us another minute and a half in case you're timing us.
Yep, 30
and,
seconds.
30 seconds, right on the money. Gail, websites. Let's get your information out there so everybody can hear where to go to find your stuff.
Okay, ProArmsPodcast.com. We have a biweekly podcast, or I like to say fortnightly. I am the Predator, which is the producer-editor. It's got Masada Yub. It's got Chris Christian, two gun writers. There's eight of us all together. There's two women, six men, firearms dealers, all competitive shooters. And we're part of the Gun Rights Radio Network. That's gunrightsradio.com. About 20 podcasts now are on that network.
That's a beautiful thing. Go there, folks. Masad, real quick, what about where can people find you?
MasadAyubGroup.com.
MasadAyubGroup.com. Folks, go there. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Coming up next week, Top Shot from History Channel, casting director Semi Aboud, who is making his second appearance, will be here because guess why? He's looking for you to come back and participate on the History Channel. If you're interested, you don't want to miss the show. So check out Semi Aboud. He's going to give you all the information next week. Also, the authors of, get it, 50, the gun laws of 50 states, of all 50 states. You're going to love it. Folks, Armed American Radio Network, love you, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the Three-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The Three-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the Three-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.